This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We see with, and that will be addressed by Minister Stella Thembisa Ndabeni. So we will have, we'll listen to her part here on the radio. So please stay tuned for that.
Kulapha kule sector zakuyo sizokwazi ukuthi sikhulise uqoqosho sikwazi ukudala amathuba emsebenzi. So lena yenye ye-consultations zethu ezikhona. Besiqale pha eLimpopo ngoSeptemba size kwaZulu-Natal sizawuya kwi-province yesithathu ezathibela.
Okay, ngaphakathi minister spoke about ngicela ukuthi ngicela ukuthi
akhoyo ezindaweni zabo. Loo nto isho ukuthi ke ngoku xa bebabala phaa ukuthi ababhalise, isho ukuthi kufuneka kubekho umgomo woba ubani obhalisayo. Kwakhona i-framework ezakwazi ukuthi ningathi uma ndisuka la eThekwini ndisiya kwaNongoma ndifike zofika ngendlela zo-apply. Engekhoyo i-business group app. Ngosathi ke ngoku because ngo-1991 isebe eli lalingekabi. So isebe libe khona ngo-2014. Sathi into yokuqala masiyijonge ngoba sijonge ama-talents akhoyo. Ukuthi kunamabhizinisi amaningi ekuhlaleni angabhaliswanga ukuze ubonile ngela xesha lokuthi abantwana bayasweleka consumed ukudla okune-food poisoning kwiziphaza ethile futhi so that kubalulekile ke ngengxenye yokujongana nokuncedisana nezinto ezinjengaleyo ukuthi asiqiniseke ukuthi amabhizinisi onke ayabhaliswa but siyayazi ukuthi umasipala uney'nkingi akakwazi ukuthi ababhalise bona. But asisuse ke ngoku le part enika onke amandla kumasipala but siqiniseke into yoba sisebenzisana nomasipala ukuthi senze umthetho oza kwenza i-framework into yoba ma uthi uzawulayisensa i-business zintoni ekufuneka ukuthi ijongile so that ifane ukulayisenswa kwi-business nokokuba ukwethu idolophu. Kwakhona oomasipala bakwazi ukohlukana nento yokuba basebenzise into yokunikeza i-license kumabhizinis ukwenza imali ingeniso kumasipala bayazi into yoba baya-enablisha rather than uba bebona into bayinto yaba bafumane imali. I-business licensing exkelele. So it seeks to ukuqinisekisisa into yoba siyastandardiza i-framework ye-licensa but okwesibini sikwazi ukucreate i-quotas zo onke amazwe akhathalayo abanee-sectors ezithile ekuthiwa lezi zazabemiba lapha kweli lizwe. Uzawubona ukuya eBotswana, uya nakwamanye amazwe kuthiwa ezi sishiyela abantu balapha. So sithi ke thina ke apha eMzantsi ngoba siyayazi nokwethu ukuhlala kunabantu abangokufika umzekelo abaze apha ngokusemthethweni eMzantsi Afrika abanye zofumanise bafika kumazwe wabo ekuliwa kubo abanye bane-business visa le ifuneka xa ngumntu wokufika ube nayo khona ukuze ukwazi ukushishina. So sithi sizawukwazi uba kwii-sector ezithile kuthiwe ke ngumakunika ikota ngumasipala ngokujonga into yoba bangakanani abathengisa kwindawo ethina to over to avoid the oversaturation in the gap. So that is what we are trying to address, a gap that is there, emthethweni enganikezi ithuba lokuthi umasipalathi akwazi ukuthi iziphaza umzekelo mazibeze zabantu baseMzantsi Afrika kunye nabantu bokumi abaselungelweni abanokwazi. Xa ndisithi abantu bokufika uzawufumanisa into yoba kune-refugee because akuye wonke umntu onokwazi ukwenza loo nto ushishini. I-refugees ngenxa ye-court, hayi ngenxa yethu sikhulumente, ngenxa ye-court yafaka isigwebo yathi kufuneka zinikezwe ilungelo lokuthengisa. Now xa kuthiwa mazinikezwe ilungelo lokuthengisa i-refugees ithetha ukuthi ke ngothina silulungi lorhulumente kufuneka sihloniphe isigwebo senkantolo. Yile nto ithi ke ngxa abantu bekhalaza ngento yoba urhulumente akangeneleli ukhupha abantu ukufika sithi anikwazi ukuthatha umthetho nimfake ezandleni zenu ngoba kunabantu abo ngokomthetho okanye ngokwenkantolo ekufuneka sibanikezile elo lungelo. Le nto ke ngothat we are trying to do ukuregulator kwi-business licensing bill to say nantsi ke i-framework ngubani onokushishina onantoni kwelithi nqalapha kwaye umasipala ke kwajonge athi singayinika ikota indawo ethile bhoda sinabantu umzekelo abakwazi ukwenza into ethile. So zingezo ezo bhizinisi zabantu bangaphandle ziza kwenza loo trade ekufuneka yenziwe so that abantu bakwazi ukwenza. Masithetha ngeenkinga ezibhekene nosomabhizinisi enye yazo yibithethayo ncakasana. Uzawukhumbula uhulumeni uthe masiqinisekise ukuthi osomashishini bayabhatalwa within 30 days kodwa kusenabantu abaphula lo mthetho. Ngokwangoku asikwazi uba singangenisela nathi. Umuntu okwazi uadministration system obonayo bangubani obhatelwe nongabhatelwanga i-National Treasury. Sathi ke ngumthetho bese sawupasisa i-National Small Enterprise Act. Sathi makufakelwe iclause ethi masinikwe igunya lokwazi uba si-establishe the small enterprise woman, ummeli wosomashishini, wosomabhizinisi abancane. Ozawukwazi ukuthi xa bevictimizwa, whether ngento yoba bengabhatalwa nge-30 days akwazi ukufaka imiqathango. Okanti akwazi uba ubahlisele into yoba makubanjwe because depends into yoba bagaze sibamba kwenza kanjani. Ozawuthi xa umzekelo usubcontractiwe njengosomabhizinisi omncane usubcontractiwe ngumakontrakta omkhulu abathandi into bayixesheli bavele batheminate bakukhuphe icontract ngekapheli for whatever reason. Ungabi namali usomabhizinisi omncane yokubhatala amagqwetha. Then the ombuds will step in. This we do because we want to avoid or reduce the level of unfair trade practices. As is out is recommended by Ombuds Law, then the minister asked us to say, when a maspala actually, kumthetho ufakileyo by law, lo mthetho exclude our small business. Therefore, this is the penalty what we would have defined in the Bazindoni as unfair trade practices, having an exclusion system.
Bonke basebenza ngendlela efanayo kodwa umsebenzi omkhulu ulapha omasipala uqhawe. So when you talk to them, ubabuza bona ukuthi benzani ukuqinisekisa ukuthi exactly yenza kahle.
Can I add to that? I think to add to what the MEC has said, this is also an administrative glitch or weakness in terms of the system.
10 employees who are by your confirm ukuthi indeed Stella trading, Stella is not fronting, requires another resource, which is why in the business licensing bill we are calling for a digitalization of the system. Like who wants to apply for imali yakho efonini, you will sing a COVID. Abantu babe apply la kodini, they apply la in the grant that was there. So we're trying to introduce that system so that it cuts across. It will not only help the African, but it will also help umasipala with what OMC has spoken about to say there's a system that is there already, which has to be user friendly, but most importantly, it should be a system that is able to be integrated. Bring CIPC, bring Home Affairs, so that Ustela may apply, ID indeed is a South African or a non-South African. Then if the system is integrated, it's going to help you to be able to say, I know that I have 10 South Africans who own sponsorships or who came and registered, and then I have 15 non-South Africans that have applied. Then you take the status of the non-South Africans. Are they compliant? Are they supposed to trade even if they're here? Because there are people who are here legally, but they do not have a right to trade. Like, you may be here and get a work permit. You are here to work if it's a work permit. You may be here and get a study visa. You are here to study if it's a visa. The fact that you are here and you have e-documentation, it doesn't mean you have the right to trade, which is why we talk about the Businesses Act. I mean the business visa that says you must invest 5 million. Now, what you also encounter, when you buy a club, they pay this 5 million. Let them pay one. It's again, it was not that you won't get from here, Eastern Cape, that one license. So that's why Tracities is an elite business licensing. It seeks to regulate that, to say a permit that is awarded to operate at Tekwin. When you want to expand, what are the things that you must then put in place? But importantly, unga deprive abantu that they can have the capacity to banga extended to other opportunities, to other areas. We are talking the duration of the permit application, I call it ridiculous, whilst already abantu bafuna investment barrage will like that, but with that delay with umasipala must then approve the application. So it's those two, the weaker oversight in terms of the counselors, but also the administration weaknesses that are there, both on the personnel and the fact that they still use a manual system that leads to delay. And that takes too long. As a result, businesses are not compliant, not because they don't want to, but because it's processing at home.
And
you are?
Challenge in terms of the backlog when it comes to issue of permit.
But however, even that matter, we are trying to resolve it moving forward. And also, we have engaged with them. We'll be having a meeting with their representative so that we will sit down, because there are issues that they want to engage with us on that regard. So the report will be available for media engagement after the investigation has been concluded in that matter.
In that march, there was literally cultural coordinators who were the children of the government.
Yes, we do have that report. Hence, I'm saying it's a matter that needs to be investigated so that we will go to the cut of the issue. We are not taking the matter very light, because as a city also we are advocating that no one who must be here, who must get the permit, who is not a South African. But we are saying it must only be people who are here with document, proper document moving forward. But however, as I have said, that this issue is very complex in terms of the allegations that are before us. Hence, we have said the relevant department, ED, must then look into the matter and give us the report in the executive. And then Mayor will therefore communicate with you after the report is beforehand.
Okay, now we're going to focus on the event with all due respect. We do want the event to come side. We want people to know what that we are doing.
All right, I guess you are Minister is both ministers or both of us. Okay. On the side of the municipality, when it comes to modeling, we have been advocating that at least they need to come for very early so that issues of budgeting can be done, because you find that a modeler will therefore come with a request saying that in 2 weeks' time, I have to go to Italy, so I need accommodation. Because what we normally do, we are partnering with the private sector in that regard. So we are requesting them, if they do have those requests, to come for early so that we'll see in terms of maneuvering of budget and also identifying the sponsor that is going to assist them.
Well, from our side on the business development aspect, because if you're going to engage on anything that gives you profits, it means you're a trader. Maybe trading your skin, your body, and whatever that you have, because you're modeling, then it means you have to either register or get a permit. That you are allowed to register the sole proprietor. You don't have to go for the CC and all the other things. And this is where what you used to know as CEDA gets in to say, let us help you, which is why you are here, because those are part of the creative industry. We've got a program that we call the craft support. We've observed that mainly the people that go, that people understand craft only to be Abantu, Abenza, Bolugayo, and all the other things. And we're like, it is craft that we are in the beauty patient business. But now, as I said earlier when I was speaking, it's important that the people that are involved in the business, they understand that this is business. It's not just talent for their looks. I've decided to trade with my looks so that I can get money. How do we then help you? And that's when we train them to say, what are the do's and don'ts in your sector? But when you want to apply for support, because government in particular, they operate in a regulated environment that says, so we've allocated 500 million for this financial year. So you can't just come willy-nilly, which is why we said, when we are saying, for example, with a creative support fund that we are creating now, it's 100 million, so we'll advertise. And then people go and apply for the different sectors. But we do not know what are the models in terms of the funding model that will suit the model. The models themselves now, the people that are modeling, they know what that they require and what is that they have. This engagement seeks to help us to say,
okay, these are the challenges that they go through. These are the interventions they need. So when we go and design a funding product, it must look at these aspects, including training and awareness.
Thank you, Minister. It's very interesting that in our recent interview with the member of the Department of Digital Arts, the question was raised, what is digital arts doing to grow? And secondly, how is your department making the team that you have to do for the people who intend to do this small business in the education system? KBR, we have probably the largest employee group available to small business. How is the provincial chapter to make it easier for small businesses to catch money?
Now, let me come first so the minister will wind up. I think the minister is correct, colleagues, in that we sort of have missed the point as to why the minister is here today. The minister is here today to consult the CCI industry, the cultural and creative industry, in terms of safety. Having to establish a fund that is going to assist them, because most of the time when we talk about business, we don't consider the CCI industry as business. So one, the minister has come here to entrench that into our minds that CCI industry is also business, to assist our artists, that they also, as they perform, but also they think of performance, performing as a business. And three, this is the fund that is going to assist them so that they get established. How do they want to see the fund operating? So my team here, I'm a sports arts and culture. My colleague, economic development, tourism and environmental affairs, MEC Zone, is not here. I'm here because the minister has come to our sector. So I cannot talk about those ones. I can talk about my sector, which is the CCI sector. So say, I appreciate what the minister has done. I appreciate that from now going forward, there's going to be a fund that is dedicated to assisting our artists so that they get established, so that we get away from these practices of saying when they die, they are paupers. We are saying that is going to be normal going forward. So that's why we are here today.
Thank you so much, MEC. On the ease of doing business, as you are saying, how we're making it easier for people to register business, one of the things I've learned is that people don't even understand, some people don't understand even the sector that they're operating in. I'm going to make an example. I'm from the commission in music. And the first thing they really say is that you may have the talent, you may be singing, you may have given your rights to whoever that is managing you, and all that you own are the rights to use the music. You may, as the consumer, have subscribed to Spotify in order to access the music, but it doesn't mean it's your music, which is education that is required to say this is a trade, this is a business, and there's certain compliances that need to be made. Because if I am going to use Maskandi, Mang Mang, who's singing, whoever that is, who's the guy, Mbongos.
Yeah,
maybe I'm going to, I love Big Zulu. When I come in the stage, I'm like, I want Big Zulu singing because he wants to have money, and that's my business, to ensure that we have money. But what are the rights? Do I have a right to use that as they sing it there? The DJs, how are they compliant to make sure that they register to utilize so that Kuzani, wherever he is able to generate profit? And this is awareness that is required, because we all use music for our parties, but we don't know the do's and don'ts, including the composer of the music themselves. So the first thing is business development support, which entails training on you understanding the regulatory environment of the sector that you're involved in as a creative, then educating the people that you see as the market, and then, of course, at the end of that is to say, now I want to register my business because I know how to think. Now I know all these things. I want to register my business, which is why I spoke about the one-stop center, wherein you're able to register if you whatever registration format that you want to take. You can be sole proprietor, you can do whatever, but all those then must be integrated. This is why you saw the Minister of Finance saying, we are then increasing the threshold to 2.3 million for VAT registration for those that will qualify. So all these things we do because we are trying to do or to create ease of doing business. It shouldn't take me 24 days or 24 months to register my business because government has introduced this and that. You should at least give me 32 hours, I'm making an example, and I would have been compliant so that I can go and trade. But also the people that are using my product, they should know what that is supposed to happen. So at the end of that is the awareness aspect, which is why I had said, even if we create the funding, because we can have this funding, but without people, the creatives themselves, understanding the compliance, the funding is not going to perform. Because there are certain things that they'll be expected to comply with in relation to the Prudential Authority as a funding institution now, FIFA. But if the people are not aware, which is why we said, let's bring different experts that are here in the different sector, so they educate all of us to say, okay, now we all agree. The first leg, I'm making an example, the first leg is for you to help us with registration. What do we need for registration? Then we help people with registration. Then the second level is to say, now I am registered, I have the opportunity. How do you make sure that we provide funding? And then you provide funding on a sustainable idea, which is registered. Then from there, I've given you money, doesn't mean I must back off. How do I do the post-investment support in terms of babysitting you to ensure that you stay in business so that you can, just like the other musicians appear in the music industry that have stayed for long and their music is still selling. You don't come and then have a hit song and then next day you are gone because you have not learned how to be, because you didn't have a mentor that must help to stay in business. So it's those three aspects on ease of doing business, because there's no easing of doing business if I don't know who should I compliant to. That's what we are doing. That's what we seek to do with this engagement, to say, yes, the fund may be there. The fund must look at two aspects, that of developmental aspect and that of commercial aspect.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Do we have any questions or want to
And we are counting on you to spread the message in terms of encouraging entrepreneurs and people who use their entrepreneurs, their creative products. Whether they call them dancers, whatever, but let them be different. They negotiate discount a lot and they're really killing their business. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. So that was a briefing by Minister Stella Thembisa Ndabeni, who's all for small business development, talking about all things creative, arts, film, television, and content, making sure all of our creatives feel seen. And mostly, she spoke about music economy breakouts, as we all know how tough it is to be an upcoming musician or just a creative in general. Because people do need funds, as we all know how hard it is to start up as a musician, a creative. Okay, so what are your thoughts on this, Nezi?
Sorry?
What are your thoughts on this, on the whole briefing?
Yes, what I think is that it's very important to, maybe someone that has an entity, can be small or big, it's very important to know who to go to when you need funding. That's number one.
True.
You need to understand what kind of funding you need. And also you need to find ways which you can be able to make revenue out of all of that. That is what we are being told today.
That's good. I really enjoyed the whole session and I also learned a lot. And I'm sure all of our listeners also did learn a lot. As a musician, as a designer, you have to start somewhere. You have to get help so that you can be able to start up as well.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.